ओम ज्ञानतिमिरन्दस्य ज्ञानांगनं शलाकय चक्षुरुमिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः नमः ओं विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनीति नामने नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादे पश्चिदेशकारिणे नमः ओं विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते गिरिराजस्वामीति नामने पञ्चकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यप्रभुनित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासुदेव गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे So what comes to mind this morning, many of you may have read or heard that in 1969, Srila Prabhupada, he visited a place called Tittenhurst, which at the time was the estate of John Lennon of the Beatles. And for the first time, John Lennon, his wife at the time, Yoko Ono, and George Harrison had quite a long conversation with Srila Prabhupada. And in that conversation, the question was asked how to find a genuine spiritual master. And at one point, George Harrison said, well, isn't it much like flowers? It's like there's different kinds of flowers, but they're all flowers, so it's more or less all the same, he was saying. And so Prabhupada used the same analogy, and he said, even within the many flowers, you have roses and you have carnations. And the point he made was that the rose is far more valuable because of its fragrance. And he said the real spiritual master is one who is addicted to Krishna, he said. Addicted. Addicted to hearing about Krishna, addicted to speaking about Krishna. So the reason I say all of this is that His Holiness Giriraj Swami Maharaj is very much like this. Now, he's addicted to Krishna. And any way you touch him, he will speak something about Krishna or speak something about Srila Prabhupada, something about devotional service. But he's always in the mood of just being very deeply addicted to Krishna. Keshav Bharti Maharaj was saying the other night, I believe it was the disappearance of Haridas Thakur. And he said, whenever Giriraj Maharaj speaks, he said it's riveting. Because when he speaks, it's just like someone who's reading some long passage from scripture. There's no or but or everything is perfectly punctuated. It's just like, you know, someone who's editing. And you know, it's just if you read back, and I've read many times, things have been recorded and then transcribed, you know, it's just perfectly laid out philosophically, the whole flow of the talk. And, you know, it's also, you know, punctuated with some anecdotal pastime that he had with Srila Prabhupada. But it's just a perfect, if you just took it and you could just make a book out of it. And, of course, some of those talks have been made into chapters of different books that have been produced. So someone who's addicted to Krishna, that's a rare thing in the midst of Kali Yuga. And perhaps the most telling thing about someone who's addicted to Krishna is that when such a person comes in contact with other persons who are not yet devotees of Krishna, their consciousness becomes uplifted, and they too quickly become devotees. So I've seen it many times in many places that Maharaj is able to just touch people very deeply and uplift their consciousness and make them into devotees. So unless someone has Krishna in his or her heart, such a person cannot give Krishna to someone else. So the fact that many other devotees, as evinced here today by so many, and around the world there are so many other devotees who have taken shelter of Maharaj, they have in their own ways been touched by things that he's said, by things that he does in his own sadhana and his preaching and just the way that he lives. Anyone who's visited him in his ashram in Carpentria sees that, well, when you walk into his temple room, it's like something from the spiritual world. So many wonderful deities and photographs, paintings of devotees, great acharyas, those personalities who have touched him and his life, his devotional life. It's very powerful. And of course, this year when I visited, I was just struck. And the first time I walked into that temple room, and I commented to Maharaj, so this is what these great followers of Raghunuga do. They're absorbed in, you know, these deities and these great devotees, and their consciousness is just fully with Krishna. So it was a very powerful experience. So through the years, I've had the good fortune of meeting Maharaj at many places and many situations. Of course, a lot of our association revolves around His Holiness Tamal Krishna Goswami. As we had our own individual relationships with him, and then we all kind of had relationships with one another. So it formed this very strong bond between us all. And that's probably the main reason why we're all sitting here today, because of that strong bond that we had for so many long years. Giriraj Maharaj is a very dear friend. He's someone who has very kindly given me his association, and he continues to give it regularly. If not personally, then we do regularly speak through Skype and phone. We try to make it a practice once a week or so to speak. And I'm always quite inspired by, you know, the topics that are discussed. Of course, we speak about practical devotional service, but oftentimes the conversation will kind of steer towards other particular pastimes. Remember, in one of the most recent conversations, we kind of steered towards Jagannath Puri and Lord Jagannath, and that's an ongoing discussion. We haven't quite exhausted that. But that really touched something, because as you know, he's a great devotee of Lord Jagannath. When he travels, the main deity is Lord Jagannath. So we want to kind of churn that nectar in that area a bit more. I'm just very honored to be offering respect to such a great Vaishnava. And I pray that He will be kind, continue to be kind to me and offer me His mercy so I can continue in some way to serve Srila Prabhupada and His mission. And I pray to all the Vaishnavas present that you also give me your mercy. Taking the opportunity, as long as I'm sitting here, should get a little mercy at least. So, only one last thing to say. His Holiness Giriraj Swami Maharaja Ki Jai.